Today's shiur of Mr. Bereyami is Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Gimel, and we had seen the Mishnah Brura started discussing exactly what the shiur of a revius is, and based on that, you'll know what a rov a revius is. What's below Lugmav is the shiur of a rov revius, the majority of a revius for an average person. And he said, let's read it again. V'da d'shir revius hu kimat melo shtei klipos bibeitza beinunis shel tarnegolis. He says that you should note that the quantity of revius is almost enough to fill two shells of an average chicken egg. And what is this the equivalent of? Hu shir beitza umechza in klipa, which is the equivalent in terms of water displacement, the quantity of 1.5 eggs with the shell. Hushir beitza umechza in maklipa. The log hu shisha beitzim, since a log is 6 beitzim, and a revius is a revius of a log, kadisa b'gemara, and therefore umemela revius halog, therefore a quarter of a log would be hu beitza v'chetzi. This is the Magen Avram, and the Prima Gadim, the Simon Reish Yud, the Chag Yaakov, the Pesach, the Shara Party. Then he goes up. Yesh machmirin ma'od b'inyan hashiyurim. And he said that there are many that are machmir when it comes to these shiurim, these measurements, these halachic measurements. Ve'ochichu da beitzim niskatnu bizmaneinu. And they go ahead and they demonstrated that the beitzim have shrunken nowadays the machsis mimma shayib megemara to half of the size of what they were in the time of the Gemara. The alkein shir hu revius hu bekeflayim, and therefore the quantity of revius is doubled. V'chein nafkamina mizeh le'inyan kezayis matzah. And based on this, there's big nafkaminas with respect to the shir of a kezayis of matzah, to hu kechatzi beitza, which is the shir of a half of a beitza. There are different opinions. Some say it's a third of a beitza, but a matzah with machmir, a half of a beitza, and if we're going to assume the greater shear of a kebeitza, so then obviously a double, it's going to be a double kezayis, a double chatzi beitza. Kibavu ar besimen tapei vav. V'ayin b'ber halacha, mashik asamnu begin zeh, and he says, check out the b'ber halacha with respect to this. Dinachon, lachos, or devrayim, leaning kiddush, alayla. The b'ber halacha, he says, it should be chayshesh. It's appropriate to be chayshesh for this opinion when it comes to kiddush of Laila, which would seem to imply the size of 3 beitzim. However, the Be'er Halacha goes on, Alkol Panim, Yireh Lechatchila, here the Mishnah Brura, again quoting what we, the Be'er Halacha, the Lechatchila, Sheyachzik Akos Kishnei Beitzim Lechatchila, really you could go ahead and have 2 beitzim nowadays, as the 2 of nowadays beitzim as the shear, because he demonstrated that a cheekful cannot take more than two contemporary beitzim. So what is the bottom line in terms of size? So we have here, 1.5 beitzim, 2 beitzim, 3 beitzim. You should be more machmir for doraisas like kiddush and matzah. So there are different opinions in terms of the exact amount practically of revius. Is the shiur of Rav Chaim Noah brought down in the Shiurei Torah Gimel Vav, where he requires 86 cc, which is the equivalent of 2.91 fluid ounces. There is, and when we talk about the shiurim to be machmir for, the greater shiurim, there's Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is quoted in the Haggadah of the Kol Dodi, of David Feinstein, requiring 131 cc, which is 4.42 fluid ounces. And then there's, of course, the Chazon Ish's shear, which is significantly bigger than Rav Chaim Noah, quoted in the Shiurei HaMitzvahs of the Chazon Ish, which requires 150 cc, which is 5.07 fluid ounces. So, when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, okay, one should go with one of these larger shiurim, sure should have at least 4.42 fluid ounces of Rav Moshe, some Amachmeh for the Chazon Ish, 5.02, same thing for the First Coast. The First Coast on Pesach night, which is Kiddush, so you should have the bigger shear. We now move on. Coming now to the issue of Melo Lugmav, And he continues on, v'hashtia, and the drinking of melolugmav v'tima, afshah kos gadol, even if you have a big, big kos, daisha yishta ki melolugmav v'day. He says, even if the cup is large, a person's own ki melolugmav is the shear that's necessary in order to be yotzei kiddush. Meaning you do not have to have a rov or a revius, but rather it's below lugmav. Rov revius, as we pointed out yesterday, I'll point out again, is just the amount, the shear of a average person's below lugmav. But below lugmav is subjective. And therefore, as the Be'er Halacha points out, and the earlier the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, if you have a big person, rov revius is not going to be enough. He'll need to have more. Never need to have more than a revius to drink, but someone who's very big, Andre the Giant, will have to drink his melo lugmav, which is more than a rov of revius. But again, it maxes out. No one has to drink as their melo lugmav more than a revius. So if you have a real, real big giant whose cheek fills more than a revius, he does not have to drink more than a revius. The Be'er Halacha also points out that it's not so simple. If you're dealing with a small person with very tiny cheeks, it could be that this small person who's an adult, a small adult, a short adult, a little cheek adult, he might have to drink a rov revius. He might not be able to be makel with less than a rov revius. So it could be that rov revius for an adult is the minimal amount that one has to drink in his te'ima, namely a rov revius. The Be'er Halacha also brings up, though, when you're dealing with a katan, shegiya lechinuch, so he's actually a katan, he can go with his melo lugmav even if it is less than the size of a rov revius, even if it's the volume is less than, the liquid volume is less than rov revius, because he's a katan. Then he goes on. He says, you should note that one should drink the quantity of a lo lugmav without an extended period of time passing in the interim, meaning it should be meaning that one should not pause from the beginning of the initial drinking until the end of the last drinking of the melol lugmav for more than the time it takes to drink a revius. In other words, that melol lugmav had to have been within the amount of time, minimally, that it takes to drink a revius. This is, the Shaar Tzion says, is measured by the normal pace of drinking a revius, which is usually drunk in two parts, with a short pause in between. This is the Shaar Tzion. It goes on, okay, however, that al kolponim lo yafsik zman rav kidei achilas pras. He says, at any rate, one should not pause, the Mishnah Berurah says, for as long as kidei achilas pras. So what's going on here? So the amount of time it takes, okay, this, the Vilna Gaon actually hold that the interval for drinking is the same as for eating, which is kidei achilas pras, which would be a longer amount of time. Mishnah Berurah actually states that the common practice regarding bracha achrona, okay, is to follow the Rambam's opinion, namely the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. Okay, so that's that. Now, so we have here that there are those that say that you have the shear of kidei achilas pras in order to be yotzei the melo lugmav, that amount of time, which is anywhere ranging from 2 to 9 minutes. There's a massive machlokes achronim, and which is again a little longer amount of time than a kidei shtiyas revius. And that's why he then says, v'im hifsik, continue Mishnah Berurah, b'chdei achilas pras, if a person does go ahead and pauses for the amount of time of kidei achilas pras that it takes to go ahead and eat a shir pras, one has not fulfilled his chiyav of kiddush, even af b'diyeved lo yatza, even b'diyeved he's not yotze. V'sarach lizayr b'zeh k'shemekadish b'shachris, ayayin saraf, sh'az matzu likashal b'zeh, to be very careful when making kiddush on schnapps on Shabbos morning, that people go ahead and have a hard time drinking the full Melo Lugmav in that amount of time, and therefore you'll not be Yotzei, your kiddush, because you will not have drinking Melo Lugmav in the proper amount of time necessary. We now continue on with Sif Katan, Sif Yudalit. Imloy Tam Amakadesh, Vitam Echad Me'amasubin, Kimloy Lugmav. What happens, the person who's reciting the Kiddush, he did not drink from the wine, but Echad Me'amasubin, one of those that are there around the table, like reclining with him, they're one of the people at the table being Yotzei with the Makadesh, he drank the Kimloy Lugmav. Vitam Echad Me'amasubin, Kimloy Lugmav, like Perish Melo Piv, meaning a mouthful, Yatsa. So this opinion here, first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, says that the person who's making the Kiddush, if he does not actually drink from the kos, the Melo Lugmav, but someone else who's being Yotzei around the table drinks the Melo Lugmav, Yatsa, everyone who is being Yotzei with the Mekadesh of Kiddush is Yotzei with that Kiddush because Melo Lugmav has been drunk by one of the participants, one of those joining up in the Kiddush of the Mekadesh. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka and Samach Des, Echal Me'amasubin, and he spells it out. The Kevin Shamasubin Shamu Mitchila Es Abracha. Since those that are reclining and being Yotzei by listening from the beginning to the Bracha of the Mekadesh, V'hu Kivein Alein Lotzi, and the Mekadesh HaKavana to be Motzi, those around the table, Mahani Timasam Lekulam, their Te'ima, any of the those that are around the table who goes ahead and drinks the Melo Lugmav, that will work for everyone. Avalim Shasa Acher. However, if someone stam, not connected up to the Kiddush, not being Yotzei with the Kiddush of the Mekadesh, came and drank Shelo Kivein Alav Bracha, that other person who the Mekadesh was not Mechavein to be Motzi, and the one who came was not trying to be Yotzei with the Mekadesh, but just wants to come and drink from the cup. Also Acher Berech Mechadash, and this other person who's now drinking from the cup, obviously, he's making his own bracha on that Melo Lugma that he's drinking. Mashma she'ein yotzei b'tima. So then it's mashma that no one will be yotzei with this person's ti'ima, this person's drinking of the wine, because he's not linked up and being yotzei with the kiddush of the Mekadesh, with the bracha halakos of the Mekadesh. V'dino ki'ilu nishba hakos, and therefore it would be the equivalent of the kos being spilled out. Mekama, like was he coming up, that we need the Melo Lugmav has to be drunk from either the Mekadesh or one of those around the table being Yotzei with the Kiddush of the Mekadesh, with the Bracha Alakos of the Mevarech of the Mekadesh. And continue on. The Ein Shtiyas Shnayim Mitzarefes L'Melo Lugmav. He then goes on and says that, according to his first opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch, that wine drunk by two people cannot combine for the Melo Lugmav. It has to be drunk by one person. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The full Melo Lugmav has to be drunk by one. The Ba'inin Sheyitom Be'atzmo. It has to be that either the Mekadesh drinks himself, or Echad Me'amisubin, or one of those that are assembled and reclining at the table to be Yotzei with the Mekadesh. That individual or the Mekadesh has to drink a shir of Anah, Shutash Yashav Daito. He has to drink enough that will be viewed as enough to quench the thirst, and half and half is not right. Half and half is not going to do it. Does it have to be a beneficial quantity such that the person himself who's drinking is somewhat satisfied if he is thirsty, as we said earlier, and therefore one person drinking a half of a Melo Lugmav and the other person drinking a half of a Melo Lugmav is not going to be mistired, not going to join up, like we said earlier in Sif Katan Samach Hey, about the need for the shear of Hana. Sif Katan. Before we go on in the Mishnah Berurah, back to Shulchan Aruch, Mikomakom Mitzvah Minamuchar Sheyitamu Kulam. He then says it's a mitzvah minamuchar still. At the end of the day, the mitzvah to be performed optimally, the best way, is by having all those assembled drink from the Kiddush of the Mekadesh, drink from the Kiddush wine from the coast of the Mekadesh. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, Sheyitamu Kulam, Hainu Ti'ima Ba'alma. This means a little bit of a sip. Ain Sarach Melo Lugmav Rak Le'echad. Only one of them, the Mekadesh or one of the Mesubin, have to drink a full Melo Lugmav. The Mitzvah Menamuchar is for everyone to drink a little bit from the coast. Because of Magen Avraham, the Mishi Yesh Lo Yayin Mat, Magen Avraham actually points out, let's say you don't have a lot of wine, Mutav, it's better, Sheyito Mechad, it's better that only one person goes in and drinks the Malon Lugmav, Kashir, Vamasubin, Lo Yitav Klal, and the others don't drink at all. Why? Because it's better, Kadesh Yishar Anosar, to leave over the left, that which is left from the coast, Lemachar, Lekiddush Al Abdallah. And make sure you have it the next day for Kiddush and Abdallah. It's obviously more important to have wine for Kiddush and Abdullah, how you go and take care of the coast pagum we already discussed in yesterday, the day before is Shir, but it's better to leave over so you have Kiddush for Shabbos morning and Abdullah for the next night than everyone taking a little sip. But what's critical though, obviously, is that minimal Shir of Malo Lugmav that has to be drunk by either the Mekadesh or one of the Mesubin. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues on. Yesh Omrin, the Kevan Shebein Kulam. There are those that say that as long as Shebein Kulam Tamu Kimlo Lugmav, as long as some or all of those assembled, combined, together, and they drank Kulam Tamu Kimlo Lugmav Yatsu. So we have here Yesh Omrin that says, as long as all of them together will add up in their drinking to a Malo Lugmav, they will be Yotze. So not that there's no one person that has to drink a Malo Lugmav, but this Yesh Omrin holds, as long as a total of Malo Lugmav from all those that are being Yotze was drunk, Yatsu, they're all going to be Yotze. Tishtiyas Kulam is Tarefas L'Kashir. Since everyone's drinking can be combined to provide this Shir, this quantity, this minimal quantity of Malo Lugmav. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kat Ayin Beis, the Kevan Shebein Kulam, Hainu B'diyeved. So this is B'diyeved, as we're going to see coming up as well. Aval L'chadchila L'kulei Alma, everyone holds, Tzara Sheyitvan V'kadesh Kashir, everyone holds L'chadchila, it is, the way to go is that the Mekadesh drink his Malo Lugmav. We'll see what this means, the Mekadesh, because we just, up until now, we've been talking about the Mekadesh or the Mesubin, drinking Malo Lugmav. So we'll see right now. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'ha'ga'onim, this is the key shita here. Sayvim, the Ga'onim hold, Shem lo tam ha'mekadesh l'yatzah. The Ga'onim actually hold that if the Mekadesh does not drink the Malo Lugmav himself, no one's going to be yatzah. V'ro'y l'chosh adavrayim, and it's definitely proper to be chayshesh for the shir of the Ga'onim, for the shita of the Ga'onim, that the Mekadesh should drink the Malo Lugmav. But then he says, "V'dafka v'kiddush." He says specifically in kiddush is where the gaonim are talking. Aval b'shar dvarim atunim koshul bracha. But other things that requiring atunim kos, modim agaonim desagi v'tiv asacher. By other things requiring a kos shal bracha, then even the gaonim will admit that others can partake and drink the kamalo lugmav when it comes to other kos shal bracha. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Ayin Gimel Lachash of the Rayim. He's saying you should be chayshesh for the ga'inim and have the Mekadesh should always drink a Malo Lugmav, l'chadchila, haynu l'zar l'chadchila. He said, this is to be zar l'chadchila, to go ahead and, the Mekadesh should go ahead and drink a Malo Lugmav. U'b'di'eved, hiskimu ha'be achron ha'be b'di'eved, many achronim agree, ta'afilu shtiyas kol ha'masu. B'di'eved, we have the other extreme. The other extreme shita brought down here in the Shulchan Aruch, that b'di'eved we rely on the Yesh Omrin, that kol ha'masu b'mitzdar from the Malo Lugmav, that all those partaking, all those assembled that partook of the wine can join up to the Malo Lugmav, can join up for the Shir Malo Lugmav B'diyeved. Ashal Yisha, except, you gotta be careful not to, between the different people drinking, there should not be a break. There should not be a break of time from the time that the first guy who's drinking and the last guy who's drinking to add up to Malo Lugmav. It shouldn't be yidei shtiyas kulam yoseh yidei achilas pras. All of them drinking together should not be longer than the amount of time of yidei achilas pras. Again, anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes. Sif katan ayin dalid v'dafke v'kiddush shu dvar taira. The Goyim said their shita specifically by kiddush, which is dvar taira. The asmachu akro l'kaddish al yayin, because kiddush we know at its core is dvar taira. Even though kiddush al yayin we pass it as the rabbanon, the asmachta the pasuk is an asmachta in the pesukim. Mekadesh al yayin, and therefore that's where one should be machmir for the shita of the ga'inim to for the mekadesh to actually drink the Malo Lugmav himself.